This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So we were just discussing the fall of the All-Star Game in sport, where really only baseball's is annually worth watching. But there might be a new way forward here, and you might see major shifts for the other sports thanks to what hockey did. Danny, this Four Nations event that the NHL took a break for has been splendid.
It's been a smash. Now, I will say, going into it, I wasn't quite sure what it was. Now, I understand there's four countries playing for the title of Four Nations, but this is one of those, like, how serious are people taking it? Are guys opting out? Like, it's an All-Star game for a different sport. Is it, you know, what is it above the Olympics? Is it below? Is it above the World Championships? Is it below? Where are guys ranking it? And I figured out really quickly, the level of buy-in, extremely high. I got some good evidence of that. For example, 1 second is now going off the clock, and we've got a fight. A second has gone off the clock, and we have two more fights. They're taking it seriously.
Yeah, I mean, respectfully to you, like, and I know that's how you, like, do things, right? Is you want to know, like, where does this rank and what is this? And, I mean, is it the Olympics? Of course not. But, like, I don't know. I never really cared about that. Here's what happens. When hockey players put their country on their sweater, they care a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case in most sports, honestly. I've talked to baseball players for years and years and years on my prospect show over on MLB Network Radio. And the guys that got to play in the, you know, early tournaments when they played for America or another country, coming up for U-17, U-18, whatever it is, championships, junior championships, like, it matters. And so I just thought, well, this will be kind of fun. It's four nations. Russia was not allowed to participate because of what's gone on globally here with them and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So they were basically banned from the event. So then you go, okay, well, who are the four nations? Then they get invited. Obviously, USA, Canada, Sweden makes a lot of sense with the talent in the NHL from Sweden, and then Finland was the fourth country in. They're competing against each other for this crown in what is a week off for the All-Star break. Now, the real bummer from a Caps fan standpoint was none of their guys made it. John Carlson should have been on Team USA, in my opinion, as a defenseman. Tom Wilson should have been on Team Canada, providing some physicality and some snarl. He wasn't. Obviously, Ovi would have played on the team as a very least, representing Russia for the Capitals.
They could probably use Logan Thompson in net, those Canadians.
Yes, Logan Thompson got snubbed, to be clear. So, like, there could have been heavy influence from the Capitals. Mm-hmm. They got completely screwed. But it's the best thing that could possibly happen.
Yeah, they
probably
could also get some rest,
because they're just sitting on beaches and chilling and having some quality time with the wife and with the kids. But this tournament has been nothing short of spectacular. And that's what I would point out is, if someone were to say, and I would have said this to you last week, is it the Olympics? Is it this? Is it that? It's the All-Star Game. Or it's this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how it goes. And you got, to your point, USA versus Canada, as electric an atmosphere in sports as I've seen in a long, long time.
It was incredible.
At any level.
It was incredible.
You know, championship or otherwise. You mentioned it. Puck drops. Matthew Tkachuk gets into a fight. He's in the penalty box. Coolest brother moment ever. His brother Brady gets into a fight 1 second later. And then at the 9 second mark, 7 seconds after that, the gloves are dropped again and JT Miller's getting into it. So three fights in 9 seconds between the U.S. and Canada, who meet, by the way, on Thursday night in primetime for the title of this Four Nations tourney. It's going to be unbelievable.
This thing has been a smashing success. Now, I don't know that you can replicate that to get 100 out of 100 reprint for a different sport, but I will tell you, I would be taking notations if I was another league.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't basketball do something like this? Right. I don't know if Four Nations works, if there's enough like global talent in the NBA to do it that way. But so maybe it's USA against the world for the first year, next year, or something like that.
Because they've done stuff like that before.
They
US versus international.
But
right?
Like, why not try to prey on whatever this is, like this patriotism or this global feel of these games? What's more global right now than basketball?
Mm-hmm. I had a hard time kind of trying to nail it down because they've done that U.S. versus international thing, but I don't know how to do that specifically to replicate this because I don't know that you can because the passion for it is different. But I will tell you this, if I'm Adam Silver and company, and if I'm the NFL to a degree, I've got my idea for them in a second, but I would be going, I need to figure this out. I need to do something like this. This has been such a smash that's crossed over from hardcore hockey fans only to the casuals are tuning in way more than they would for my normal All-Star game, which format fluid is changing every other hour. This thing has been awesome. I don't know exactly how to replicate it. I'm not smart enough, but I would be trying.
I mean, what would the Four Nations be for the hoops?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Obviously, USA.
Canada, too.
I mean, Canada would be one of them. I mean, how do you incorporate France?
I would go.
Okay.
Then, it depends. Your fourth could be a rotating. Maybe it's Spain, maybe Serbia,
I just think basketball should try something.
Yes, they do. They need to, yeah.
And look, to your point, you cannot replicate this. Like, you're not going to do the tip-off, and then two dudes are going to drop their elbow pads and their leg sleeves and start throwing fists. I mean, it's a different sport. I get it. The hockey thing was like made for television. There was this almost WWE feel to it. It was about entertainment right off the top. And then the game was spectacular. But there's just got to be something. I think hockey, which is more willing to try things because they're fourth, they can. There's a little more desperation. There's a little more necessity. Occasionally, they stumble onto really cool things. And in the same way the NFL shouldn't scoff at stuff that's happening in the United Football League as beneath them, look at that stupid kickoff where those two lines are 5 yards apart. No. If it works, steal it. If it's something that could play for you, basketball should be doing this. I think anybody who has a stupid All-Star game right now should consider this. Now, football, there's nothing you can really do in this way from an international standpoint.
No. What I would do
But the
is,
juxtaposition, I'll just say this real quick. Sorry, Danny.
It's okay.
Of watching this thing for hockey, it was going on at the same time as the stupid NBA stuff. The same time this weekend. And you're going, oh, come on. I'm flipping back from this game in America and Canada getting into fistfights on the ice. And one of the Ball brothers is like walking around the court doing his rap. Like, come on.
Yeah, which
really?
One of these, right?
I mean,
how do I choose?
Like, you got to be kidding me.
For football, I don't know exactly how you do it. But I've heard enough guys talk enough times about their colleges and how much they have that allegiance and how much more they care. I'm going to figure out how I incorporate it, but it's Big Ten, it's SEC, and then maybe somebody else, and we're doing a tournament.
I actually think that's kind of cool.
We're doing that.
What is it? It's flag?
I don't know what we're doing.
Okay.
Because I don't think you can get guys to tackle anymore. With the length of the seasons, with the way the rules have gone, the fact that you don't have guys cheap-shotting each other, clotheslining each other in regular season games anymore, it's now probably going to be flag, but I would do that sort of thing.
I actually think, and I know that people hate when I say this, I think you can completely do away with the Pro Bowl. Just period. Like, we might not have to find an answer for the NFL, because my point is, you probably don't have to do it. It's too physical a game, and there's too much of a risk of injury, and there's too much money involved. So I'm sorry, we don't get to play this meaningless game. You'll be named a Pro Bowler, and that's the honor, but there's no actual game. Maybe it's just moving forward, it's basketball, hockey, baseball, and those are the All-Star games.
Yeah, I mean, they insist on doing something, because as of a couple years ago, I remember the ratings were infinitely better than you think. When they still actually played football, it was the least watchable sporting event maybe of my lifetime. I found it to be awful. I'm not even kidding. Not even being hyperbolic. It was really, really bad, and it still was getting better numbers than like the World Series.
I want to ask young people this, so maybe we could tap into
we got young people right here,
Clary and Toby and our crew. I mean, what do people want to see? Like, I saw that everyone was referencing they want some type of one-on-one tournament or one-on-one basketball for the All-Star festivities. I think that'd be cool to watch. I would click on YouTube clips of that. To me, that's not an All-Star game. I'm not interested in watching one v1. But again, I am slowly not becoming the demo anymore. Not because of my age necessarily, but it seems like nothing basketball does is to appeal to me at this juncture of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just some old fart who they don't care about, I guess. Somehow at 35 years old.
Oh, yeah. Game is past you.
They're not interested in me.
I mean, as far as what I want to see, I just want to see effort. Like, I don't know where that comes from. I think the face of the nations or the four nations going against each other, like, that is awesome. Like, I'm not all that into hockey outside the Capitals. I was watching every single second of that. So if they can find something like that where people actually care, then I'm all in for it. I just don't know what that is for the NBA.
I also feel like if you put USA... Not for anything. Like, I'll be honest. I'm not stopping and watching track and field this weekend on NBC, you know, because Noah Lyles is running or whatever. But on a sport that I care a little bit about, if it's above the threshold of, like, major sports, like even soccer, if you put USA on it this weekend, I am watching it. I'll watch the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah.
There is just something to that as well that the NBA could try to tap into.
Yeah, I think that would be good. And the thing that you bring it up is, if you're an American, there's nothing that gets you going a little bit more than saying, hey, I think we're better than you at this. And so the internationals saying, hey, I think we've passed you guys with Jokic, with Giannis, with Luka. Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, all these guys would like to have a word, right? And obviously the old guard as well. So maybe doing a little bit of that instead of just doing regular All-Stars East-West, you do international versus USA. Obviously individual countries is a little bit hard, but if you combine all the internationals versus the USA, maybe you could get a little more competition.
See, they did that how many years? When's the last time we did USA against the world?
Oh, I can't remember. A handful of years ago. They did it.
Bring that back at once. I think that would be, because that is an ongoing discussion.
Mm-hmm.
The globalization of the game. Like, I think that would be amazing. And coming off of the heels of the Olympics, we just watched how awesome that was. Steph telling everyone go to bed and hitting the big shot. USA against the world would have pummeled whatever that crap was the other night.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, but Ryan actually stumbled onto the point here that's central to me. We talked about this with the dunk contest forever, and Mac McClung is wildly entertaining. It's actually pretty cool. The guy's won it three straight times. He's made more from the dunk contest than he has from NBA earnings.
I thought his dunk over the car was an all-timer.
Yeah, I mean, tapping the front rim, dropping it, and then going up and over again for a dunk is ridiculous. Human beings shouldn't be able to do that. So, good, great, grand. But you sort of roll your eyes at, I don't know who the other participants are as someone that follows the league. You know what I mean? And so we were always going, how do you get the stars? How do you make it like Dominique and MJ? And everyone's talking about dangling money and figuring it out. But the key central theme takeaway there isn't how you do that. It's how do we get the give a damn? How do we do it? This is not currently an NBA that's about give a damn for the name on the front. It's just not. I mean, it's individual stars who have been marketed to such a way to catapult the sport into the national consciousness and internationally. And it's made everybody so much money. But this is not a team time right now. This is my individual brand expression and being able to market myself to go to the next team. How do you get people to buy in and give a crap? I don't know the answer to that.
To that point, LeBron James, like 2 hours before the game, decided he wasn't going to play. Which is not a crime. I mean, people have not played in all-star games forever and ever. But you normally say you're not going to participate, and then we replace you on the roster, and someone else gets to become an all-star. He waited until the last minute. He took a picture with the entire team in uniform, with him not in uniform. He did not get dressed for the photo. He's just like in his LeBron gear, walking around dapping everybody up, and it was a big LeBron show, which is how LeBron likes it. But, like, no. If you're not going to play in the game, let us know that so we can replace you in the game. But no, it had to be about LeBron. You see what I'm saying? It was this big, I'll walk around, I'll take the picture, I'll be in my street clothes, but I'm certainly not going to be in a jersey. That is the whole vibe of the whole event. And by the way, to his credit, he had played in, I think, 20 in a row of these.
Yeah.
Like, he has been an unbelievable ambassador.
There's been some mileage put on those tires. Yeah.
And then there's enough deposits in the bank. My point is not that he should be playing in the All-Star game or some hot, Skip Bayless take. My point is, if you're not going to play in the game, let's let somebody know in advance enough that maybe they could have someone replace you on the roster and not just kind of show up and go take the photo in your sweatshirt. You know, maybe you could throw on the uniform with your teammates as an all-star and go take the picture. But they got work to do. And I know it's quote-unquote just hockey, and I'm sure the numbers will reflect that in some way. But I'm just telling you, give Thursday night a shot.
It's been the best new sport. I don't know if innovation is the right word. Whatever I'm trying to say, whatever that is.
Innovation,
idea. The new dish served to us as sports fans, this has been the best thing in a long time.